Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Namaste, and welcome to Yoga with Yogurt. Just like every week, yes, there will be yogurt provided at the end of today's class. Now, we can all start off by taking a deep breath in, and then slowly exhale as I put on today's meditation track from Rolling in the Geek.
Hello, I'm Ken Brown, and as the Game Master for Riven, the Shattered Continent, I welcome you to our table. Team, please introduce yourselves.
Hoodie-hoo! Hello there. My name is Harkos Passaro. I am an Alakokra monk from the Sanctuary of Okaido. I am the Ringer of Alarm Bells and the Protector of Young Cassie, and I am portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw, Forge Cleric, infused with the power of a being of flame to become an instrument of justice for the people. Portrayed by Brad Konauer.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you for joining us. Welcome back to Riven, and get ready for Rolling in the Geek. Hey, it's Ken, your Game Master here, and on behalf of the Rick Geek family, we beseech thee, if we are pleasing to thine ear holes, please check out Rolling in the Geek on Patreon, and please rate or review us on Apple Podcasts or whichever listening platform you favor. It helps get more people at our table, and we can never have too many cooks in our kitchen. Now, back to three guys screaming at numbered shapes for not helping them enough.
Last time on Rolling in the Geek.
Trevor and Harkos are woken from their slumber by Melia and Jorik and told to prepare for the expedition into the mine. They meet with everyone outside the barracks, and Jorik suggests someone do some speakins to the assembly. Harkos volunteers and performs a somewhat somber speech, but still inspires the troops that are going in. They venture into the mines, and upon finding different pathways, they can hear their fellows engaged in combat in different sections of the mine. They get into the main work area and accidentally set off a trap on a makeshift desk with papers and maps, but are almost unscathed by the poisonous gas. The B team get to the end of the work area and find a tunnel stuffed with a person's body, and upon investigation, find out that it is Cassie's father. Harko spots that the tunnel is trapped with the body to an alarm, but Selena is able to disarm it. And then they move the body, but find out that he is actually still alive after Trevor pulls out the dagger in his chest. They heal him and tell him that his daughter is safe, and Trevor is able to cast a sanctuary over him that is overpowered to last longer. The team get into the tunnel, and at the end, find a chamber with an assortment of kobolds and gnolls bowed in reverence to a statue of a dragon made of dragon rock. And that is where we pick back up. So you guys get to the end of this chamber. You see an assortment of gnolls and kobolds. It depends on, if you're going to take time to actually try to count it out, but there's more than a handful and less than an army.
I have pretty big hands, so just keep that in mind.
Okay, so you're boned.
wonderful.
Well, then, you're the one that said it. I didn't.
I was saying you said more than a handful. So with Harko's having bigger hands, maybe it is just a handful.
Nope, you're boned.
Well, all right, then.
what is your game plan here? What are you doing?
First and foremost, Harko's going to spin on a fucking heel, finally snapping out of his horrible depression that he was just put in. And he's going to address the group and go, small point of reference. Ooh, I know there was a lot of things in this room up ahead, but that dragon statue needs to be a primary focus.
So as you say that, you hear a cracking noise.
Oh, God fucking damn it.
And when you turn to look inside, you can see that from the abdomen of the statue, part of it crumbles away, and a hooded and cloaked figure walks out from the void.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm gonna counterspell that.
Just ruined everything. just destroyed all of my plans.
Yep. So Harkos is going to see this happen and be like, okay, still focus the rest of the statue. It might not be as important, but the last time it could still be a dragon. Also, the figure is probably a dragon. Please be careful. Oh dear lord.
You can hear that this figure takes a couple of steps out and says, where is Rashmatash? And you see one of the kobold stands and scurries up. That this one is almost, I guess adorned would be the right word here, that it's got a large feathered headdress on and is actually wearing like some armor and has it actually looks like a very nice sword that's strapped onto its back. And it scurries up to him. And they begin having a hushed conversation.
Wonderful.
Small question as a sidebar. Was Rashmatash said deliberately?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know the other one was Magash.
Rashmagash.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I was not over reading into it. Not that I really know how to read into it, but I wanted to make sure I wasn't picking at things that I didn't need to pick at.
Yeah. And you can see that the one that scurries up is very, very different than the other ones. It's bulkier, looks a little bit more muscular and tough. It has this like big, weird, crazy headdress on top of it.
It's a swole bald.
No, it's not. It is not the swole bald. Though I thought about throwing one of those at you, but they're pretty tough.
And it doesn't look like the one from the other ritual chamber that ran away either, correct?
No.
That was also completely different. Okay. Great. Great, 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 great. Cool. Awesome. Uh-huh. Super excited to be here. Trevor?
They haven't noticed us.
No, they have not. The entire assembly is kind of bowed in reverence to this statue and more or less the person that just walked out of it. And then there's the two of this figure that just walked out from the statue and then the kobold that he called Rashmatash, that they're very deep in conversation that they don't hear you. But after a couple of moments, the figure turns and walks away and walks through another tunnel.
Oh no. What is ram stashed you.
God damn it.
So he picks up some of the pieces of dragon rock and puts it in a couple. He has a few pouches that are kind of strapped onto him. He takes some of that and he puts them into his pockets. And you can see that the part of the statue that was broken is already put back together. Like that, okay. It kind of reformed itself.
Definitely focus on the statue.
Well, so
is bad news.
How many not B team are with us?
What?
He means how many mercenaries do we have that aren't named PC or NPCs?
You guys did not get anybody. It was just B team.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
I couldn't remember.
No, that was the arrangement, is because you guys are the strongest, that you were that this was your focus.
Yep.
Oh boy. Okay. So how many are around said statue?
Okay. So I rolled this earlier. And so you have Rashmatash. You have 3 gnolls and 6 kobolds.
Okay.
And there's 5 of us, including Marcus.
Yes.
What's
6?
Fuck.
Wait. Oh, 6 because of the gnoll.
Yeah, 6 because of the gnoll.
Well, let's do this.
I mean, it'd be easier to remember the gnoll if he had a name, but I mean, he's not important
he
enough
for a
name.
He does have a name.
So I agree with...
He does have a name. Look in Trello. It's been in there since the beginning of last session when we talked about the name.
Well, you did not announce the name, and our fine listeners will not know that if you don't tell them.
You would think he would say the name out loud when Mr. Floppy Feet is fucking parading down the hallway when we're all trying to be quiet. But yeah, why police the beast that you drug out of the mine when he's here at home?
His name is Astor.
No, he's in the wrong fucking section.
Oh, I'm looking.
He's adorable.
No. He's not really adorable. He's kind of scary looking, but he's not as scary looking as the ones in the monster manual. So that's a plus.
He's adorable. Who's adorable? Who's adorable?
He looks at you and starts panting and wagging his little tail.
Scratching behind his ears.
And all of the kobolds and stuff hear him.
Whatever. I don't even care. Who's adorable? You're so adorable. You're a good boy. Don't you die. Don't you die on me.
All right, I fixed it.
Oh, boy. Unnecessary anthropomorphic sidekicks.
That's what he is. There's only need for one of me. I don't need him. And yeah, sure, you can try and say I'm jealous. I'm not. I'm just the voice of what me and the audience are all thinking. Uh-oh. We all hate Astor.
Rude.
Yeah, it is rude of you to bring him in here when he's unnecessary. He could have fleas. You didn't even check. So there's 6 of us, including Bastard Astor. Sorry.
Bastor?
I said bastard, but you know, whatever helps you sleep. Trevor, you're going to have to take the big boy steps into this fucking room because
I'm going to do it.
I may have made a speech, but I am not the leader of men.
Do you have to be a man to be a leader of men?
No, Selena could do it also. For all I know, she's already in there and murdered everybody. She's very quiet. Puffles, we definitely know, has not made any advances into the room.
Yeah, no, because you would have heard it from 15 miles away.
I am going to enter now! Okay.
I'm going in.
Okay.
Does anybody notice me?
All of them.
Nope.
Damn.
How close is Rashy ass?
Jesus. The statue is kind of placed along the far edge of the wall. And so it is about 50 feet wide. And you've got more or less about like 40 feet before you start, like before the monsters.
Aww. So I'm too far away to move in and attack.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna move up to as close as I can get to. If I go to Rashitash, am I going through others, or yes. Is he okay? Balls. I guess just go to the nearest one then.
Okay. Well, you start heading towards the nearest one. Why don't you go ahead and are you going to be loud about it, or are you going to be stealthy about it?
We'll try to be stealthy, I suppose.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your stealth.
Oh, I missed.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, I missed again.
That is not a good sign.
That is a 16.
Remember, you have disadvantage.
Fuck you. Okay.
Oh, God. What is it, Brad?
You know, it's a number.
Is it one of the numbers that were on your last roll?
I mean, let's just say that I'm walking a straight line right at him, just like my number.
Okay. Yeah, they notice you.
I would hope so.
So you,
Marcos, I'm gonna go for the one in front. They're all staring, but I think I got it.
No, it was more like, Harkos, I'm going for the one in front. And then I walked most of the way there and turned around and went, I think they can't see me.
Jesus. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll for initiative.
Oh, now you roll good, you fucker.
Oh, poopy.
I got 21.
Okay.
I got some 8.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, my son?
Holy fuck. Well, I just rolled 3 15s in a row for initiative.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's fun.
All right. Let's make it 4. Oh, well, that one was not as good. That one was a 5, so we're third of the way there. Whoa, oh. Okay, Trevor, you had a 21. Harkos, what'd you have?
8.
Huge.
Don't make that noise. Don't make that noise.
I rolled a 4.
I'm kind of sad about it, but I'd rather get them out of the way now, because... There's a whole lot of fuck that we got to get our way through soon, so shall be an interessante one.
Okay, Trevor, you have first initiative.
All right. So I'll have to move a little farther, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, but I can still move and attack.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to move up to the closest one and green flame blade.
Okay, so... I'm going to roll a d6. If it's a 1 through a 3, it's a kobold. If it's a 4 through a 6. No, if it's a 1 through a 4, it's a kobold. If it's a 5 or 6, then it's a gnoll. So it's a kobold.
Okay. And Kingsley!
Oh! go ahead and roll your attack there. There, honky. There you go.
That would be a 17 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, so 17.
Okay.
And my D8. No! Wrong button! So that is 6 points of damage to the first one.
Okay.
And... oh, and then my ability modifier for the next one. 4 points of damage.
Okay, so yeah, there is another kobold that's close enough to hit. So you do 6 points and then 4 points. So you hit. You've hit plenty of these things before, and you remember from the last time that you were in the mine this deep that you would hit them and they were a little tougher. This one is even more different because you hit it and it's not like hitting flesh. It's different.
Okay.
Okay, it is Rashmatash's turn. Am I right on that?
I don't know.
No, it's Selena's turn. I'm sorry. I done fucked up. Because they matched initiative, but Selena had a higher dexterity. So Selena is going to make a shot, and Marcus is going to skitter up.
Oh God, I have not missed that word.
It's been a while since I've had to use it. Kind of sad. So Selena's first attack, she fires and gets a critical.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
She's back in her element. So she takes a shot at the one that you arced. She does 17 damage.
Damn!
And you see the arrow come fly out and go right through the kobold's little beady eye. And as soon as it pierces through him, he crumbles into dust.
Oh, nice.
Jesus.
That it's dragon rock dust.
I figured.
Yeah, I'm just making sure that one was clear. So Marcus moved up, Selena took her shot. So now it is Rashmatash. So he is going to... he's going to scurry up to you, and he's going to try to make a couple of attacks. So first one is a 14.
To hit me?
Yes.
Nope.
And second one... nope.
Yeah?
Yep. That was a 5 total, so nope.
That totally hits.
Okay, so next one in order is Puffles. And he's going to go to a classic that he's going to gather up a little bit of flame and try to throw a fireball. Jesus Christ. That is a 2. So Puffles whiffs hard. Sorry, guys, I'm rusty, I guess. And that puts it to Harkos.
Okay, I'm going to... I'm going to fly in and I'm going to attack the statue because I do genuinely feel like that's pretty important. And yeah, with the other 5 people... four people and Ashtore dealing with monsters and me having the height advantage, I feel like that's where I should focus for now. So I'm going to fly up and Harko special the statue.
Okay.
Speaking of Ashtore, is he going on my initiative?
I rolled his own.
Okay.
He is actually, he is...
kind of rude of you to roll my pets.
He's next to last.
Yeah, of course. Shocking with how badly I rolled.
And you're not. Okay. You're he's actually after you. So.
Oh well. Yeah. It's a little bit of glory in the sunlight, I guess. Okay, that is a 19 to hit.
Okay, yeah, that definitely hits.
On the spear boy.
So, key point?
I don't think so. I was thinking about that, but when Hooded Figure left this room, I want to hold off on my key as long as I can. Because with me being the lower level that I am, I only have three of them right now. So I probably could use like one and be okay, but I don't want to make that decision just yet. So on the spear hit, it is 9 piercing damage from the spear. And then knowing that I'm going up against fucking rock, I am going to do my bonus melee.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do it since the monk is bludgeoning, but Aarakocra is talons, and we said it'll just be like closed versus open. I'm going to like close fist hit this, so I do bludgeoning damage instead of piercing with this smack. If I hit, of course.
Okay, go ahead.
Ooh, that's a 17.
Okay, yep, that hits. It's a statue.
Okay, well, I don't know. It's a dragon, sort of. That will be 7 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. So 16 damage total to the statue?
Yes.
Okay. So you take a couple of decent sized chunks out of it as you attack. Make a perform a perception check.
Okie dokie. That's a natural 20.
Hey.
Fuck you.
So when you hit it, it's almost like there's a pulse that comes off of it. You can
like physically energy see type it. Thing.
Yes.
Oh, like okay. Okay.
So it is Aster?
Aster.
Okay. It is Aster's. Aster's turn.
Aster.
Ken, you're my favorite.
And he is going to move up, but he can't quite get far enough to do anything. At the end of his turn, Rashmatash is going to use a legendary action. And it's going to use an ability called Scurry that it moves up to its speed without provoking opportunity attacks. And it is going to make a beeline for Selena.
No!
Well, that's okay. A beeline's going to take him a bit because he's got to make curves. He'd have made a lowercase I line like any normal person.
Blah, 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 blah. It's the monster's turn.
Oh, shit.
So let's see. We've got 3 gnolls, a dead kobold, and 5 alive kobolds. So we're at high or low.
High.
Okay. So 2 gnolls come after you, and 3 of the kobolds.
Okay.
Nobody else is like right there, so they're taking advantage of the situation. So.
Okay.
Knowles. That's a 10. That's not going to hit. And that's a 16.
No.
Okay.
Still doesn't hit.
So the Knowles charge up to you and make their attacks and just dink off of your armor and shield. I'm going to make the other Knoll attack. He's going to go after Harkos.
Poop.
And that is a grand total of 8. Jesus Christ, Mr. You're close to getting retired here, buddy. And now kobolds are going to go. And so we've got 3 on Trevor. And that is a 15 that did not hit. Jesus. Okay, so whiffs on that. Two are going to go after Harkos. Jesus Christ. Okay, nothing happens.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was
I'm okay with this.
That was a whole lot of nothing. So now Rashmatash is going to take another legendary action, and he is going to reach into his pack, and he pulls out some powdered dragon rock and throws it into Selena's eyes. And she needs to make a dexterity save throw. And that does not make it.
That didn't sound like it rolled very well. You should probably roll it again.
Yeah. Well, she is blinded until the end of his next turn. All right. So that goes back around to the beginning of the order, and that is Trevor.
How far away from me is he now?
He is 30 feet behind you.
And if I move, there's attack of opportunities.
There's going to be a lot of attack of opportunities, though, with how I've been rolling already, may not do anything. So, but that is still two gnolls and three kobolds that could potentially dink you.
All right. Which one's the one I smacked before? Is he still right by me?
Yeah, he's stuck to you.
Okay, so I want to smack the one next to him to make the jump go to him.
Okay.
And, Kingsley! Come on! That is a 14. That is also a 14.
That's on a kobold, right?
Yes. That's what's next to the kobold.
Yep. The 14 does hit.
Woo! So the first one takes 10 points of damage, and then the jump to the already injured one takes 4.
Okay.
And
both are still up.
Of course. Yeah, that's
what you got.
That's it.
Okay, it is Selena slash Marcus's turn. Selena is going to try to take a shot, but she is blinded, so she may not hit. Okay, so that's a 17 and a 12. So no, she misses. So you see an arrow go off wide and hits the floor that she tried to make this shot against Rashmatash, but completely misses. So Harkos, since you are so in tune with Marcus, high or low?
Low. Fucking bastard.
Okay. Marcus turns and starts going back towards Selena. To help defend her, and he is going to make an attack against Rashmatash.
That's good. That's what he should do.
Oh, holy fuck. That hit.
You get a 20?
No, he got a 19 on the die.
That's a crit.
He's not a champion fighter, motherfucker.
No, but he's a spider.
Okay. Curious what your justification is for it having a 19 to 20 crit range.
Well, see, because their crit range is actually higher than that, but you know, since he's not a champion spider, then we're not going to go there. But with 8 legs, he's actually got like, you know, a 12 to 20 to crit. Look, I toned it down. Yeah, 19 to 20 to crit.
Okay, no. He does hit.
Yes.
And then Rashmatash needs to make a constitution saving throw, which he is not great at.
I don't know why you think just because you're the DM, you can make the rules.
Okay, he does make the save, but I think he takes half damage. Yes, so he takes half damage. So he takes 4 piercing damage and then 1 poison damage. Okay. So after that, it is Rashmatash, and he is going to make an attack against Selena. Or actually, he makes 2 attacks against Selena. Okay, that is a 16 on the die. That will hit. That's a dirty 20. And then that is a 19, which makes it a 23. So, unfortunately, hits with both attacks. So that's 3 damage. And then 6 damage. So 9 damage total to Selena, which does not really put her in a great place. She is not as beefy as you guys are. So she does. Yay. She does look a little hurt already. Not like gonna die hurt, but she looks pretty hurt. So after Selena or after Rashmatash, it is Puffle's turn, and he is going to. Actually, why don't we do it this way, Harkos? High or low?
Low.
That's a good idea. Okay, so he is going to... I was rolling to see if he was going to burn a spell slot or not, and so he's going to continue with his firebolt tactic. And that one is going to hit. That is a 21. So he throws a bolt of fire at one of the injured kobolds. Let's say it is the one that you arced onto this last time, and he does max damage. He does 10. So he throws this bolt of fire and you see it impacts into the kobold's chest and it like bursts him and then he blows up into a shower of rock.
Nice.
So that is 2 kobolds down. Harkos, your turn.
I'm going to do the same thing to the statue.
Okay.
And I'm going to attempt to, try and hit in similar spots where presumably it might be weaker, just trying to chip it more away at the same area rather than wildly swinging at just it as a whole. I'm going to be attempting to focus to the same point.
Okay.
Spear is another 19.
Okay. It's,
And then it is 12 piercing.
Whew. Okay.
And then the backhand is an 18.
That hits.
And that, nice, is 8 bludgeoning damage. Okay. It's max damage all around.
All right. Roll another perception check.
Uh, 19.
Okay. There's another pulse that goes off, and you can see parts of the statue start to crack, kind of in the same place that mage came through, or that not the mage, but the hooded cloak.
Yeah, the figure.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I would kind of warn everybody. Like, I would kind of turn and be like, be careful, the statue seems to be cracking again, and I don't know if it's from me.
It's an astute observation. It is Asturd's turn. just curious how long it is before Brad gets irritated that I'm calling it that.
Well, he's been silent for some time. He's probably in the car already.
Okay, so it is now the gnoll's turn, Asturd's, and he is going to move the rest of the way up, and he engages with another one of the gnolls, one of the gnolls that is on Trevor. So it's some hot gnoll on gnoll action.
Yeah, don't say it like that. That's gross.
Okay. And he unfortunately misses. Oh, wait. Yeah, no, he misses. By one.
It's because you called it hot knoll on knoll action.
Sorry. So he misses, unfortunately, and now it is the rest of the monster's turn. So that knoll breaks off and attacks Astrid. Jesus Christ, this fucking die tonight.
Keep rolling it.
The other one is going to go after you, Trevor. Jesus Christ. There are two kobolds that are left on you. My dear sweet Jesus. Dear God. Harkos, the gnoll that is on you, and then the two kobolds. That's a 13. I'm assuming that doesn't hit you. That is,
no, it does not.
That is the highest roll that I've had. Was a 13 total.
That's insane.
And then a natural 20.
Don't waste them.
So that will be not much, but you know. Where is my D4? There you are. Hi.
Hello.
So 7 damage total.
Okay.
So now, at the end of their turn, Rashmatash is going to do the, he's going to do the pocket sand technique again.
I am no longer scared of this Rashmatash, because all I will see from now on every time we go to pocket sand.
Oh, dear sweet God. I don't know what pocket is going sand on with this dice tonight. This die, but it is
definitely, I keep using it.
I did something horrible to, well, I mean, in this case, it was Selena's deck saving throw, and she did not make it again. So she is blinded until the end of his turn, which is immediately after Selena's. But that takes it to Trevor's turn.
You know what it's doing, Ken, is we don't know it yet. But the fight we got coming in tomorrow's game, all crits for you.
I don't use this die there, though.
Shh, shh. All crits for you.
Okay.
I have spoken.
Trevor, it is your turn.
Okay, so for starters, I'm going to... So they're both those that I attacked last round are still alive?
One of them is down.
One of them is
down. Yeah, the one that you the one that you hit with your main attack is still up. The one that you got the arc from Green Flame Blade is dead now.
Okay. So I'm going to do the same thing. Whichever one's already damaged is going to get the jump.
Okay.
And I'm going to smack a new one.
Okay. Yeah, so you have a fresh one, and then the one that's hurt that are still on you. Of the kobolds, and you have one gnoll that is on you. So it's up to you which one you would want to hit.
Probably the kobolds.
Okay.
So, and then Kingsley.
Okay.
So the first roll was a 7.
Yeah.
The second one was a 17.
Okay. Well, that's better.
It's a little bit better.
Just a hair.
So damage to the first one is a 9.
Okay.
And then the 4 for the jump.
All right. So that is now, 9 damage, 4 damage. Now what?
How many are left?
So you actually, the arc, the arc jumps off of your hammer and hits the other one, and same thing as like when Puffles hit the last one with the firebolt, that the arc hits him and then it blows him into powder.
Okay,
so you have one left? Kobold and one gnoll on you.
How many in total
are left? All three gnolls and three kobolds, plus Rashmatash.
Okay, so with my bonus action, I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
Let's see. When I cast the spell, I can make a melee spell attack against a creature within 5 feet of the weapon. So, he's how close to me?
He's 30 feet from you.
Okay, well, this has a 60-foot range.
Okay.
So I'm going to cast the weapon by him.
Okay. What does your spiritual weapon look like? This is your first time casting this.
I'm going to say it'll look like my hammer, mm-hmm. because that makes the most, like a fiery version of my hammer.
Okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I like to think that Trevor's just standing in battle. He's like, God, I wish I could hit him over there. Just foof, and it comes into existence. Like, holy shit! Just fucking swings and smacks him in the head. It's like, God, Harkus is right. I do lie about my fire powers.
All right, go ahead and roll its attack.
I heard the admission of guilt.
So that is a 20 total, so dirty 20.
Damn.
Yeah, that hits.
And 10 points of damage.
Okay.
That be all I can do.
All right. At the end of your turn, Rashmatash is going to use a legendary action to make an attack against Selena. And gets a 18 on the die, which turns into a 22, and that is going to hit. Find my fucking D8 again. And does 9 more damage to Selena.
Damn.
And after that, she is starting to look pretty hurt. And that makes it Selena's turn. So she is blinded still, so she is going to try to make a shot at disadvantage. Yeah, that was a 1. I'm not even going to roll the second one. So another arrow fires off and just hits the ground, about 15 feet away from him. Marcus is going to attack, and that is a 18, which matches his armor. So he needs to make a saving throw, which he makes, but he still takes half damage from the poison. So he takes 2. Takes 4 damage total. The rest of the B team is not really representing you very well right now.
That's no kidding.
It's okay.
So Rashmatash is going to make another series of attacks on Selena. That is a 17 to hit. She might go down there. 4 more damage. So you see Rashmatash stabs with his sword into Selena's shoulder, and she passes out.
Ugh. No!
And then he is going to turn and make another attack on Marcus, which will hit, I think. It's a 14. No, it does not. It does not hit. Oh, wait, no, it does. It does hit because she's not full. Anyway. Okay, so that will deal 7 damage to Marcus. Okay. So after Rashmatash, it is Puffle's turn. And he is now going to use a spell slot because she just went down. So he needs to make a ranged spell attack. Holy shit, Puffles. Well, Puffles just crit.
Yay!
All right.
So he casts... you hear him say, Selena, no! And then an arc of lightning goes off of his hand and connects onto Rashmagash. Or Rashmatash, sorry. Getting myself all confused. So he does... He does 21 damage.
Damn!
Which... Yep, that hurt him a lot. That hurt a lot. Okay, so it is... Now Harkos' turn.
Oh, man... I don't know if I should hit the same spot or hit the spot that's fucking cracking open. I feel like if I hit the spot that's cracking open, it's gonna get worse. Like I'm gonna help. Like it's like if a fucking chick's trying to come out of an egg and you assist. Well, I mean, it's not very good for the chick, but this is not a chick. I'm gonna attack in the same spot.
Okay.
Because hopefully if I destroy it, I can stop whatever is happening in the front. That's a natural 20 on the spear.
Oh.
And then so it's 8. And then it's not terrible. 19 from the spear.
Wow. Okay.
And then
it is pretty severely cracked at this point.
I got 19 total for the melee.
Okay.
So that is another 7 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. So this is what happens. You strike at the statue with your spear, and a chunk of it breaks off. And from that chunk, an arm comes out and grabs you.
Ah!
And then you make your you panic and you make your backhand against the statue, and your hand just breaks straight through it and shatters the statue, and it crumbles apart. But as it crumbles apart, it severs that arm and it just flops to the ground next to you. And you can hear a distant, like through the statue, you can hear a scream. And then silence.
That was scary.
At the end of your turn, Rashmatash is going to make
the
a
fuck
legendary
he is.
Action. He is going to use his little scurry move and get away from get away from Marcus and go over to Puffles. And that makes it the Knoll's turn, and he is going to make a valiant attempt to strike his former brother. Hey! And he rolled a 17, so he hits. So he barks loudly and then stabs at the other Knoll with his spear. Oh, nice. So he rolls max damage. He does 10.
Nice. Still don't like him.
To that Knoll. Which makes him look pretty hurt right away. And at the end of that turn, Rashmatash is going to use a legendary action to make an attack against Puffles. And he will hit and deal 7 damage to Puffles. Okay. So that takes it to the rest of the monster's turn. So there is one Knoll and one Kobold on Trevor. That is a 19 to hit, Trevor.
Yes.
That does hit.
Yes.
Even with your shield, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, I have an 18.
Okay. All right. So that's the Knoll hit. And then the Kobold is a, I think that's, what is that, a 22? Yes, it is. So a 22. So both of them hit.
Nice.
So the Knoll, the Knoll deals 10 damage to you with the spear.
Oh, Jesus.
How much?
And then the Kobold does 3 with his dagger. He stabbed you right in the shin.
I fucking hear that.
Then Harkos, you have a Knoll and 2 Kobolds. The Knoll gets a 1, and the Kobold is a 23.
That does not hit.
Oh, well, shit.
I mean, Brad did warn you about rolling that die.
So that is 5 damage.
Okay.
All right. At the end of that turn, Rashmatash is going to use his last legendary action of this round and make another attack against Puffles, which is a dirty 20.
Doesn't hit.
Yeah, it does.
Nope, he's shielded.
He does not have that spell.
Oh, yeah, he does.
This is a learning moment for Puffles. And that deals 9 damage to Puffles.
Golly.
And you see Puffles faints.
Oh boy.
God.
Then
okay.
Rashmatash turns and looks at the two of you and says,
"More food for the dragon."
Bring it.
Trevor. It is your turn.
How many are on me right now?
1 Knoll and 1 Kobold.
Is one of them injured? The Kobold.
The yeah. Kobold is, yes.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and attack the Knoll.
Okay.
Kingsley!
Come on!
That's a 7. And that's an 18.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry, was your main attack on the Kobold or on the Knoll?
That was my advantage. Knoll. It was on the Knoll.
Okay, yep, so that hits. Either way it hits, but I was just making sure for clarity.
10 points of damage to him, and then 4 to the kobold.
Okay. So you,
and then
same situation. You hit the knoll. You deal a pretty solid hit to it, and then you get the arc of flame that whips across the kobold, and then booms it.
Sweet. And then spirit weapon's gonna attack Rashy Ass.
Okay.
That bounced out. That is an 18 again.
That hits.
And it does. Oh, where's my thing? 7 points of damage.
Okay. Rashmatash is starting to look pretty hurt, but still, lithe and agile. So after Trevor, it gets to Selena, who has to make her first death save. And she rolls a 13, so she gets 1 success.
Thank Bassius.
Okay. And that makes it Rashmagash's turn, and he is going to go after Marcus. And that is a 16, and that will hit Marcus.
Some bitch.
And he deals 9 points of damage to Marcus. Which Marcus is oozing goop at this point.
Oh, God. Can he take a legendary action now and just fucking finish that, please? Because that's gross and doesn't... God. That's awful. I'm sorry for him, Way.
So, after Rashmatash's turn, it is Puffles, and he needs to make a death save. And he gets a 3.
Ugh.
So he has 1 failure. Harkos, it is your turn. You've got a gnoll and 2 kobolds on you. Who have done next to nothing to you. Which, like, you've gotten 1 hit on you is all.
I know, and I'm kind of leaning more into I need to go deal with Rashmatash.
Unless you disengage, then I mean, because you with your flight speed you can make it to him, but in one go and be able to attack, but you still do have 3 on you to make opportunity attacks.
God.
I know it's not easy choices, but
yeah, and I just gotta attack this stuff here. I can't afford. I could use key to do Step of the Wind to get over there for free. I could do disengage as a bonus action with Step of the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was gonna use a key, I wanted to use it on him. So I don't want to waste that there, and I can't really afford to take 3 attacks of opportunity. So I'm going to attack the gnoll since he's been a dickbag with his spear. I'm going to be one back with mine.
Okay.
Fuck yeah, that's another nat 20 on the spear.
Damn.
Yeah. Bitch been stabbing at my feet. He's going to get fucking stabbed in the head. So that is... Oh, God. 18. Right, 6, 4, and then 8 base. Yeah, 18.
Holy shit. Man, you fuck him right up.
Is it, Like he's in a bad way?
Yeah, he's in a very bad way. He's not down, but he's hurt.
Okay, I'm gonna do a smack with me hands.
Okay.
That's 18 on the die plus 6 or whatever.
Okay. That definitely hits.
Not 6 or whatever. It's plus 6. And that is 7, and that'll be piercing. I'm going back to talons.
Oh, it's slashing for the talons, right?
Or yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry. I keep saying that. Yeah, it's slashing.
And what was the damage?
7.
7?
Because it's all 4 right. And 3.
Okay, so you stab with the spear and then strike out with your talons, and you disembowel him, and he falls over dead. Not like the kobolds. He doesn't puff. He corpses.
Oh. That's information.
So, Harkos, after you, it is the friendly gnoll, Asturd.
Asturd, friendly gnoll. Friendliest gnoll, you know.
And he will hit, and he will deal 9 points of damage.
Woo!
Which fucks this gnoll right up as well.
Good.
So, we've got one remaining gnoll on Trevor. And that's it, I think, because you killed the other kobold.
I got 2 kobolds on me.
Yeah, you've got 2 on you, but it's just the gnoll on Trevor now. And that is a dirty 20 to hit you.
Okay.
And that is a whopping 3 damage. The gnoll on Asturd will get a 17 total, and that will hit. The 6 damage to him. And then the 2 kobolds on Harkos. So that is a 9. I'm assuming that does not hit.
Does not.
And then that is a 10, which I'm assuming also does not hit.
It does not.
Okay, so there's those. And then Rashmatash is going to use his last legendary action to make an attack on Marcus, which will not hit. Nope, does not hit.
Thank goodness.
Trevor, is your turn. You've got a badly injured gnoll on your pet, and then a fairly injured gnoll on you.
And how close is the one on my pet?
The one on Aster, had to break off from you to get to him, so he's still fairly close. Like he's within striking distance of you.
See, within jumping distance.
Yes.
Like the flame jump?
Yes, yes. I will say yes.
Okay, so I'll hit the one that's less injured, so the jump goes to the more injured one.
Okay.
And Kingsley again.
G-g-g-gaw.
That's a 12. And that's a 22.
Okay, yeah, the 22 does not hit.
Okay. So that is 9 points of damage on the first, and then 4 on the jump.
Okay, so 9 damage, and that hurts him very badly, and then the jump will arc over to the knoll that was on you and lights him aflame, and then he falls into a crumpled heap of burnt dog.
Nice. And then bonus action, make the other weapon do the smacky smacks on Rash Tash.
Classy. Very classy. All right.
Which is a dirty 20.
That hits.
11 points of damage.
Okay. All right. Rashmatash is pretty bad off right now. So it's Selena's turn. She has to make a death saving throw. Ooh, and that's a 9.
So she's, no, you said she has to make it.
She
keep rolling.
So she's one positive, one negative. And then Marcus has his attack. And that is an 18, which matches. And Rashmatash needs to make a con save. And that is a 3 total. That does not make it. So he will take full damage. Nine. So that deals 9 damage. He is not good. Marcus bites into him, and you can see that much the same as when he's struck other people, that you can see that Rashmatash kind of hacks up some blood. And he's getting, like, blood leaking from around his eyes and ears.
Nice.
But he's not dead yet.
Not dead yet.
I'm not yet dead.
And it is Rashmatash's turn.
I feel happy.
He is going to attack. Okay, that does not hit. And that will. That is an 18 on the die. That is another 9 damage to Marcus, and Marcus goes down.
Buh, 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 buh.
All right, so it is Puffle's turn, and he needs to make a death saving throw. And that is an 18, so he is in the same boat as Selena, that he has 1 success and 1 failure. And Harkos, it is your go. You have 2 kobolds on you.
Going for the kobold skewer.
Ew.
That is... that's not new. I always forget it's plus 6. That's a 17.
Okay, that hits.
And then... 10 piercing damage.
Okay. Looks very, very hurt.
And then bringing it around town with the backhand. That is 21.
That hits.
And a 8 slashing.
All right. So you stab and then claw. And... your talons pierce right in, and then as soon as they pierce in, that he turns to stone and then crumples.
Good. I'm gonna look at the last kobold. I'm gonna go, just to be clear, you're next.
Nope.
And after Harkos is the gnoll. Your friendly neighborhood gnoll, and he is going to make an attack. He's going to move and make an attack on the one that's on you, Brad, and he rolls a 1. So now it is Bad's turn. So we've got 1 gnoll on Trevor, and that is a 14 to hit. That does not hit. And you've got Kobold on Nick, and that is a 13 to hit.
That does not hit.
Okay. At the end of that turn, Rashmatash. Rashmatash is going to use his scurry, and he's going to move up towards Trevor.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Trevor, but I'm also very relieved.
Trevor's closer, so that's why he's going that direction.
You got this, Trevor.
But Trevor, that is your turn. You.
And he moved up to me?
He's not. He moved 30 feet towards you, but Puffles was a little further back, so he is not quite to you yet.
Okay, can I move the rest of the way to him without taking an attack?
No. You have a live Noel on you.
Well, shit. All right, well, I'll strike the Noel then.
Okay. There is not anything within Green Flame Blade distance.
Okay, so. Kingsley! Ooh. Does a 16 hit?
It, yes, it does. On the Knoll, yes.
Whew. Okay. 8 points of damage.
Okay. So you hit with the hammer, and you hear cracks as its ribcage gives out, and it crumples. You chose now, a hammer.
Now I can move to...
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna move up to him. No, I'm not. I'll make him have to use movement to get to me. But I'm gonna use the spirit weapon to smack him.
Okay.
That's a 19.
Yes, that hits.
And 10 points of damage.
Okay. Ew, he is very, very close to death. Okay, at the end of your turn, he is going to use his scurry again and get up to you. It is Selena's turn, and she and Marcus both need to make death saving throws. Ooh, wow, that landed on a corner between a 17 and a 3. It hit another die and just landed right in the corner. So we are going to roll that again. And that is a 13. So she has two successes. Marcus gets a 10, so he is one success barely. And then at the end of her turn, he is going to use his last legendary action to make an attack against you. And that is a 19 to hit.
Okay.
Trevor!
That is 3.
Okay.
How bad off is Trevor?
Well, I mean,
yes,
I could take a sneeze or two.
Okay. So that puts it at Puffles, and he is going to save. Ooh. Puffles rolls a 7. He is at 2 failures.
Oh,
shit. Shit.
You see him start choking as he aspirates blood. Arcos.
What the fuck do you want?
You have your turn up next.
Your turn up next. That's a 7. No, it's a 16 to hit the kobold.
That hits.
Twelve piercing damage.
12 piercing damage. So you stab the kobold and you stab straight through it, and it breaks into rock.
Can I move and still make a bonus action?
I think that you can. I don't think that there's anything in there that it has to be against the same target in your martial arts.
I'm trying to gain benefits. Use dexterity and strength. When you use an action with an unarmed strike or a monk weapon, you can make one unarmed strike as a bonus action. For example, if you take the attack action, attack with a quarter staff, you can also make an unarmed strike as a bonus action, assuming you haven't already taken a bonus action this turn.
Okay, yeah, so...
So it doesn't stipulate that I can't move.
Yep, so you can move and then make your bonus action attack.
How bad does Rashmatash look?
He's bleeding profusely.
Brad, do you think I should key him? Or do you think I should just go with the one smack?
I don't know. Your one smack's usually pretty good.
Okay. So I'm gonna go over to Rashmatash and fucking roundhouse kick him from the air. You know what? Let's get a little let's get a teensy whip ballsy in here. I'm specifically going to try and kick him in the head. Okay. I'm going to called shot his head, which means it's a +3 to the AC.
I don't remember ever saying that we would use that for this, but that's fine.
I didn't know. If you don't want to, that's fine. I'll take it away. I thought that it was a thing. I'm probably remembering Brad's game.
It was from Brad's game, but why don't we go ahead and let it happen for this moment at least, and then we can figure out if we're gonna keep that.
Okay. Apologies.
It's all right.
I'm definitely crossing games. Okay. Okay, so I got an 18 on the die. -3 makes it a 15 because the 3 AC for the headshot or whatever. So we'll take 3 away from my roll. So I got a 15 +6. I rolled a 21.
Okay, that hits.
And that is just my melee. So then I do my D4. And that is 7 slashing damage.
Okay. Harkos. Make him dead.
Oh, it feels good. Okay.
It was, if you landed that hit one way or the other, you were going to kill him.
With me coming in, because I've basically been hovering like by the statue or whatever, just to so I could beat it in like the center of it. Mm-hmm. Appropriately, and I've been getting ankle chomps from Knowles and all that shit going on. So I came in through the air from the side, and I want to, like I said, I want a roundhouse kick like in the air. I'm coming up from the side, and then I'm going to spin my foot into him. And I just, because I'm doing the slashing with my talons, I just want to like claw like through his face. Like I don't want to like make a layered like the thing where it like slides into pieces or whatever. I don't want to say that my talons are deep enough to go through an entire fucking head.
I want the anime thing to happen where you slash and then you just walk away.
Like that's not what I'm trying to say. Like if that's how it happens, cool. But in my head, because they're just bird talons. Like I mean, it's a bird man, but because they're bird talons, I just want huge deep gashes. Like 3 just straight across his face. One specifically, because I'm going to bullshit it and say I placed one right through his eyes for throwing sand in Selena's face.
So you slash across him and you see these gaping wounds open up, and then he spins, and as he's spinning, his body turns to rock, and then when he hits the ground, he shatters. So we're going to keep initiative because you still have one live gnoll and a couple of party members that are near death. So,
and that, oh no, I killed that. I was going to say, and that kobold, but I killed him to leave. So,
yep. All right. So, Aster is going to make his attack. And that is a 12 that will not hit. So then it is its turn, and it is going to, that is a 19 on the die, but I did not declare which one of you he was going to hit. So Brad, Trevor, high or low?
Low.
So that is an 18 on the die. So he's going to come after you. That is 6 damage.
I'm down.
Oh no,
motherfucker.
Well, Trevor, it goes to your turn. Oh, God.
That's a 5 on the die.
That is 1 death saving throw failure.
Oh, boy.
All right. It is Selena's turn.
I'm not stressed. You're stressed.
She has 2 successes and 1 failure. She is a 1 away from death or a 10 plus away from life. Or at least not dying. Holy shit. And that is where we'll call it for tonight.
You know what? Fuck you. It's my turn this week. Fuck you.
Oh, man.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You better. I'm sure you did because you're a good GM, but you better have already fucking wrote that down. Because if you forget, I will come for you.
I done wrote it down. Don't you worry, your pretty little owly head.
Oh, motherfucker. God. Oh, God. Oh, man, tonight's been a fucking night.
Yep.
That's no freaking kidding.
Oh, my God. All right, come on, roll credits. Let's go.
All right. Well, hey, thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you are enjoying what you're hearing, it is pleasing to thine ear holes. Please support us over on Patreon. We will be your faithful little warlocks and give you whatever it is on the tier that you subscribe to. Subscribe? I don't know if subscribe is the right word, but we're going to roll with it. But we will be your good little warlocks and we will patron the shit out of you. So, Brad, where can our fine listeners talk to us?
You can subscribe to us on our website at rickgeekpodcast.com. Keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek or on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter, so if you want to talk to 3 guys who wish they were as cool as their characters, you can tag us at Roland the Geek. That's RollinTheGeek.
Thank you very much, Brad. Nick.
What?
This week, in honor of your cliffhangered friend, you are the Sound Beastmaster Ranger. I'm not sure how I am going to make this fit with sound, but you, through your pets, which are us, edit and you edit the podcasts and then task your pets with listening to it to make sure that there were no faults. So can you please hunt us something to go out on?
Yeah, sure. Sure, of course I can. Because that's what I do. It's the thing. It's my thing. Hootie Who from Fuck Me. from Harkos. What was this? This was 21? No, this is 22. You got me all sorts of frazzled. So, Hootie Who in 22? I mean, that rhymes by itself. Do I need to... I'm glad we got to suffer with you in 22. And I hope I hope that you enjoy berating Ken all week with me leading up to episode 23 for the bullshit that he's shoving us through. And conveniently, so I wrote the, I know we talk about how I hastily write these songs as we're recording most of the time, or right before we record or whatever. This one is going to sound rather planned, sort of, in content, but I promise it was not planned in the least, and it's just, you know, kind of fitting. So this actually came up, it was before the Patreon stuff, so there's no recorded evidence of this, but this was something that was talked about in one of our pre-sessions. Well, there's probably recorded evidence somewhere. It's deep in the bowels of my computer, but it's somewhere. This is one of the ones that got brought up as a joke. The guys may remember it, and I, in the back of my head, said I always wanted to make it, and so I made it today. So, without further ado, this is a song, conveniently, I'm going to say it's a song about the help that we are sorely about to need. Ahem. We can heal if we want to on our friends that have been left behind, because our powers are great, and since they're so great, we can heal from beyond. I said we can build up an army, one of an undead kind, and we can act like we want the best for this world, adding more bodies over time. And necromance, heal them from beyond the veil. Necromance, everybody's rising again. Necromance, all of them help us win. Necromance, because it's necromance. Yeah, well, necromance, we're gonna necromance. It's necromance. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I played on the fact that necromancy is just late healing. That's all.
Yeah, that's yep.
And we're gonna need it, so
maybe.
Stopping.
Same.
Okay, everybody just stay calm. This usually doesn't happen. It's okay, it's yoga. We're supposed to relax. I didn't know that the track would have this effect. It's never happened like this before. How is the yogurt's alive? And now it's on fire. What is going on?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.